morning. Thank you for being part of this Zoom broadcast. I have not done a press conference via Zoom before. We'll just see if this old dog can learn these new technology tricks and get our message delivered this morning. I'm going to open. My name is Earl Pomeroy. I previously served as North Dakota's insurance commissioner, and after that was a member of the United States Congress representing the state for 9 terms, including the term where we passed the Affordable Care Act, the topic we'll be discussing this morning. Joining me is Dr. Mary Wakefield. Mary's a Devil's Lake native. She got her degrees at the University of Mary, the University of North Dakota, the University of Texas. She has been a leading North Dakota health policy expert for many years, assisting Senator Burdick, Senator Conrad as chiefs of staff in their administrations, leading the North Dakota Rural Healthcare Center here in Grand Forks, and carries the distinction of being the highest serving North Dakotan relative to health policy. And she served as deputy secretary of the massive Health and Human Services Department in Washington, D.C. So with those credentials, let me just give you a little word on format. We'll start our presentation. I'm going to provide an overview of what we want to talk about today, which is the very ill-advised lawsuit North Dakota's participating in on the effort to have the Affordable Care Act thrown out. What makes this particularly timely, and I'm very happy that you're following us this morning, is the fact that on November 10th, the Supreme Court will hear an argument on this. This is the third time the Affordable Care Act has been up to the Supreme Court. I will mention my remarks, but I'll tell you in the intro, I think it's the worst case. Yeah, this is a weak case. However, there is a new composition on the court. The president will have placed 2, possibly 3 justices to hear this case, which puts it in an entirely different light. I don't believe the Affordable Care Act has been ever more exposed. I also don't think it has come at a worse point in time. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And we're going to talk about each of these features in our remarks going forward. So with that, let's begin. 2 years ago, Dr. Mary Wakefield and I called upon Attorney General Wayne Stengem to withdraw from the lawsuit that North Dakota had unwisely joined to have the Affordable Care Act declared unconstitutional. This was a law that had already been implemented for many years in North Dakota and become a very important part of our health insurance landscape. When I was insurance commissioner, people would tell me routinely 2 reasons why they couldn't get coverage. You had pre-existing conditions where they couldn't get past the underwriting to get a policy, or they simply couldn't afford the premiums. The Affordable Care Act didn't cure every problem in health insurance, that's for sure. But it did protect people if they had pre-existing conditions. And it did offer financial support for some significant number that couldn't afford the coverage otherwise. In fact, the numbers are as follows. The state, on a bipartisan basis, expanded Medicaid. 20,000 North Dakotans have their coverage under Medicaid. Actually, I think the figure today is about 22,000. 20,000 participate in the insurance exchanges. And so they're getting subsidies on their premiums to get coverage they couldn't otherwise afford. An additional significant number, well into the thousands, are covered young people up to the age of 26, enjoying coverage under their parents' health policy. My son's under my policy until he ages out, like my daughter did last year. This is really important, especially in light of a crashed economy of people having trouble finding employment and the coverage that commonly comes with employment. So to have this, all of this thrown out, we argued 2 years ago, was a really, really bad idea. To my knowledge, Attorney General Stengem still has not made a public accounting of the rationale for why he would join with Texas and some of these other states to have all of this stripped away. And if the Supreme Court kicks this law down, 40,000 North Dakotans lose their coverage. Everyone loses the protections they have relative to having a pre-existing condition, being able to get coverage sometime. all the kids that are under 26 that have coverage under their parents all lose their coverage. The stakes are huge, and the case is argued on November 10th. Now, everything we felt 2 years ago that made this a compelling issue has been taken dramatically upward in terms of its critical importance today. We're in the middle of a pandemic. On September 3rd, North Dakota became first in the nation, but not in a way that we wanted. We became the state with the highest infection rate for COVID of the 50 states. Day after day through the week since, North Dakota has led or very occasionally slips to a narrow second place after South Dakota in terms of more of our people per capita becoming ill than any other state with COVID. Our hospitals are full. The death counts are rising in a horrific way. This would be the time, in the middle of this COVID crisis, to have the state of North Dakota, on behalf of its citizens, go into court and say, no more Affordable Care Act. 40,000 of you lose your coverage. We lose the protection for pre-existing condition. Kids covered under parents' policy out. We want to do that in the middle of a pandemic? Well, this doesn't make any sense at all. I think we have a crisis on our hands in North Dakota. We have to face up to it. We can do better on the pandemic, and we must. But in the middle of wrestling with that really, really difficult problem, taking insurance away from people, this just doesn't make any sense. Now, why are we asking? What does it matter? Syndrome's on or is off? This case will be argued in the Supreme Court on November 10th. Look, I think it would make a very powerful statement to the country and to the court to have North Dakota say, this is not a timely challenge. At this point in time, we can't afford to lose the Affordable Care Act. We've changed our mind. We no longer want to proceed. We want people to have their coverage. We want people to have their protections. There was a pre-COVID world where everything was different. But now we're in the middle of a crisis, and we have to make this decision. So that's my call to Attorney General Stengem. And I would say this. If he doesn't withdraw the lawsuit, he owes it to the people of North Dakota to stand before the media and explain why he thinks it's such a good idea to take this coverage away at this point in time. I now want to yield to Dr. Wakefield, Secretary Wakefield, to explain in greater detail some of the consequences of losing this law at this time. Mary?